Annabelle from Solo Korea, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mitch.
No worries. Congrats on the release of your debut album, Interior Delirium. It's been a highly anticipated release for fans of your work, and it's a fantastic follow-up since 2021's The Sentimentalist. Last time you were on 2SER was around the release of that EP, and you mentioned at the time for your next project, not wanting to be too precious with songs and being able to sort of get through things quickly. Was that the case for you on this record, or was it more of an arduous process?
Well, considering that was, what, like 4 years ago, I don't think that worked out the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
Which is okay, but maybe I really tried not to be as precious with some stuff. I tried to just, like, move on from things, or I actually enjoyed having little flaws and stuff in there and not fixing things too much and just making it kind of a bit messy in places.
Yeah, no, for sure. How far back do some of these songs go, like in terms of the original demos?
The song Venus on Speed Dial is kind of like the first thing I ever made, back when I had like no friends in music and just had a garage band thing going for a moment.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but I always kind of liked the bass line in it, or whatever, the bass synth, and so I kind of came back to it a few years later, and then I finally finished the lyrics ages later. So it's, I guess, a nice story about never giving up.
It's a real motivating, inspiring musician story, rags to riches.
Yeah, or just like being so creatively poor that you just got to keep running through all the old stuff that you did years ago.
No, for sure. And I guess like, working on these songs for such a long period of time, you probably like there's some degree of attachment to the songs personally. How do you know like when the whole record's done and you can kind of step back and say I'm done, I'm ready to put it out?
Even now, just because I've sort of had to listen to it a bit more lately, just to, you know, make sure things sound okay, make sure it's all kind of, I don't know, like the vinyl sounds good and that, and it's just like I would still change things now if I could.
Yeah.
So maybe never. It's really hard to sign off on stuff when you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
I wished that I could have just written a few more songs or something and like dumped it on, made it a bit more of a chunky album. But
yeah
it's, well, I kind always, of also just wanted to get it done.
There's always the deluxe album if you want to, you know,
that's
roll
true.
That out.
I could do the Charlie move.
Yeah, you can do the Charlie move and update all your album covers and whatnot, and
yeah,
no, it could be the move. Well, the album's fantastic. There's a really lovely, fun tone to the lyricism. There's definitely like your sense of humor is within it, and it kind of highlights these like awkward and funny observations of things. I really like Neo Jazz Soul Afternoon, where you kind of like comparing. If I got it right, like you're comparing like shopping mall music to like. There's one where it's like a black and white photo of the ocean. It's like these like bland concepts, but these really fun, like dry, awkward, funny moments throughout it. Are these like awkward and reflective themes something that came about through time working on it? Or did you always kind of know that this was like a bit of the tone, at least for the lyrics?
I guess it's just me. It's just how I think. And some of those lyrics are just things stuck in my head, I suppose, and then I write them on the spot to the song, or like that song, for example. I guess I just came up with the guitar loop and then I rambled out some stuff, and I thought it was kind of funny because I was just having a bit of a stab at playing brainless music in the office that's like really inoffensive.
It's almost not like, there.
Yeah, almost not there, but then, you know, when something kind of, some strange noises happen, or like, you know, unfortunately, my least favorite one is when there's like orgasmic girl noises in a song, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna dial down the volume on that one.
Yeah.
Precious peacekeeper of the office.
Please, 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 please
speaking of that song, the Jazz Soul Afternoon, there's also some really like beautiful flute passes that sort of peek their head out in these small moments. When you were kind of like going through the recording and production process for these tracks, was there anything new or any new ideas that you knew you wanted to try from previous records that you hadn't been able to fit in?
I guess just because there's more songs and it spans a longer period of time, I've just ended up doing a variety of things. Like, there wasn't really any real plan about that, but I did have some fun doing different stuff. Like, I think in one of the songs I got some 12-string acoustic guitar, which is pretty crazy for me. can't say... I just kind of committed to it. I can't say it's, like, the best thing in the world or something, but it was fun to just experiment with that. And, you know, it's just sort of incidental most of the time. It'll just be whatever's around. Like, I found this Casio keyboard that my neighbor had thrown on the lawn, and it had all the stickers on it for learning keyboard, and I was like, wow, this is actually really good. It just doesn't have a power supply, so yeah. Suck it, I'm gonna use that for everything now.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think things like that are kind of why I've tried new things. And I did have a bit of flute arrangement stuff going on the EP that my friend Cecil played, who I play in Body Type with, and it was, yeah, a nice chance to sort of revisit that and do some more flute parts on this record, yeah, as well.
Definitely. And in regards to the album's title, Interior Delirium, can you explain a bit to the listeners how that concept sort of came about, what it sort of means for you?
Well, who doesn't like a silly rhyme? And I think the stupider the album name, maybe the better. I liked the rhyming, and then it was kind of inspired by this coffee and cigarettes, Jim Jarmusch movie. And there's a scene with Wu-Tang Clan in it where they're talking about how coffee causes serious delirium. And I always remembered that. And then I just thought it applied to the feeling of kind of losing my mind sitting in a room trying to mix this record by myself and being my own like sounding board and stuff, and then sending it to people but then not even trusting what they said, really. So it just represents, I guess, the lonely art of my solo career.
You've also released a few music videos in the lead up to this record, the most recent being Spender, which sort of pokes a bit of fun at designer fashion shows with models and designers donning the custom solo career logo, which has like this subtle reference to like the Chanel logo, which was just like really fun to watch. For those who haven't seen it, can you kind of talk about how you came up with the idea for that and who you worked with on it?
I can barely take credit for the idea for that, but I mean, the song concept came to me through the frustration of trying to buy friends and, like, you know, my boyfriend like presents, and just lurking on the internet all the time, and then kind of almost just buying myself something because that's what I would want, but I don't know how to pinpoint what other people want. And it seemed a bit like more of an almost philosophical thing rather than just a consumerist thing in the end. But yeah, my friend Matt Griffin, who made the video, didn't even know that that's what the song was about. I had sent him the link and he hadn't listened yet, and then he just sent me this idea, and it was strangely perfect for it. It just kind of was meant to be, I suppose. But he's a wizard with the green screen and just kind of, I don't know, tongue-in-cheek stuff and clever things. So he really assembled that whole video and just sent me some instructions for going out and making a Chanel hat from a Bunnings hat. And, you know, he sort of engineered that for me to copy. And then we set up the green screen at home and just filmed all these bits that I sent to him.
Yeah, so no, it looks great. Yeah. And I love, he did like a really good job with the Spender logoed bulldozer. I had to like,
even like the models walking on the sand with the bits of Spender on their shirts and stuff. And
yeah.
As my favorite shot is of Karl Lagerfeld with the solo career hat on.
Yeah, like waving to the crowd from the like little veranda.
Yeah.
No, it looked great. So looking ahead with, I mean, I know the LP's only just come out, but have you thought about somewhere in the future what you might want to try next with solo career, with either live or recording?
I've got a couple of directions. The tricky thing is that when you have too many options, you can kind of end up like a little bit stuck, or you end up doing all this random stuff as well. So I would like to try a more acoustic approach to things, like more natural sounding music or something really simple, like just more, I guess, reflective of stuff I actually listen to. I'm not saying that I don't make music I'd listen to, but maybe that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
It's that, or I've got this other idea going for like an even more of a kind of silly pop album inspired by Stacey Q. I don't know if you know who that is,
no,
but kind of like an unknown pop artist from the 80s from America.
Oh, exciting.
So I'm not sure which, it's they're very opposite directions.
Yeah, it's like two fork in the road decision.
yeah, I think it'll be both, but over maybe the next, 10 years.
Well, you're also jumping on support for Lost Animal at The Curtain in Nam on July 18 alongside Eggy. Are there any other plans to play any shows in the near future?
Yeah, I am trying really hard to just lock in all the details of some shows towards the end of August and September. So I will be doing some album shows. It's just the solo hustle,
Yeah, gets the me solo down. Career's hard.
Yeah, I kind of, it's funny, I'm trying to latch on to people and like be their opener or something instead of just planning my own shows.
Yeah.
I do have a show that is certain with Michael Beach in The Rule at Frank's Wild Years at the end of August as well, and playing with Wet Kiss in Wollongong at the end of August. So there's a couple of things like that, and then I'm going to tack on some like a Sydney show and a Melbourne show and stuff.
Oh, sweet. Well, we're very excited to see you live and to listen to this new LP, Interior Delirium. You can check it out on Bandcamp now, where you can also pick up a vinyl copy of the record, and we'll have a link on the 2SER website. Annabelle, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks a lot, Mitch. I never know what to do. I never know what's good. But if she likes it, I know it's good. It's good, and that's why.
Can't get beyond thinking about them. Those possessions own you.